Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you very much. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mailing ballot, you can indicate so as well. The choices we have are, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote, I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
Oh, I'm very likely to vote.
Thank you very much. And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or voting person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place. We do have a few more choices. I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mailing ballot, or I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
I will vote early at a designated location.
Thank you. Now, what is your main racial background? Is it African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, White or Caucasian, or Hispanic?
White.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, 66 and 75, or over 75 years old?
55 and 65.
Thank you very much. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. First, we have Jack Mariano.
No opinion.
Thank you very much. Then we have Lisa Yeager.
Opinion.
From what you've heard or what you've seen, do you have an opinion of her?
I haven't heard of her.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Mike Fasano.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Chris Nocco.
Is it Chris who?
Chris Nocco.
Knuckle, like on your finger, knuckle.
Nocco.
Nocco, yes.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, the sheriff. Very favorable.
Very favorable. And then we have Christina Fitzpatrick.
I've never heard of her.
Thank you. Then we have Gabriel Papadopoulos.
Heard of him.
And last we have Kamala Harris.
Not a favorable. Not favorable.
And is that very unfavorable or just somewhat?
The second one, just
unfavorable. Just somewhat.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. If the Republican primary election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Brad Yeager or Kirk Phillips?
Brad Yeager.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Brad Yeager?
Probably voting.
Thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? John Legg or Michelle Mandarin?
I'm still debating on both of those. I'm torn between the two of those. I'm not sure yet.
And if you had to choose today with what you know, which candidate are you leaning towards?
Michelle.
Thank you very much. And now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Lisa Yeager, Christina Fitzpatrick, or Gabriel Papadopoulos?
I don't think I'd vote for that. I wouldn't vote for that. I don't know any of these people.
Oh, or if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
Give me the choices again.
Lisa Yeager, Christina Fitzpatrick, or Gabriel Papadopoulos?
Christina Fitzpatrick.
Thank you very much. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Jack Mariano or Gina Finocchiaro?
Probably Jack Mariano.
Thank you very much. And would you say, that was the next question. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Jack Mariano? You said probably?
I would vote for Jack Mariano, yeah.
Is that definitely or probably?
If I was voting, I would vote for him, yes.
So is that how should I record your answer? Is that a definitely or a probably?
I'm probably. Make it a probably.
Probably. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Yeager and her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Yeager, you can indicate so as well. I saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Lisa Yeager or a campaign volunteer or something else?
I received stuff in the mail.
In the mail. Thank you. And did what you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Lisa Yeager in the election for Pasco County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
It made no difference.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And would you call yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. Then, and what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
College graduate with a four-year degree.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, and we really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.